The federal government is proposing to remove most humpback whales from the endangered species list. 45 years after the whales were first listed, federal scientists say most humpback populations, including those common in Alaska, are stable and growing. Donna Weeding of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration calls it quite a big deal.
To be able to bring a species to a point where their population is doing well and they no longer meet those requirements to be on the Endangered Species Act, I think that's a really important and success for us as a nation.
NOAA announced the proposed rule today after a five-year review of humpback research worldwide. Humpbacks were hunted almost to extinction during the mid-20th century. One estimate puts the total population in the North Pacific at fewer than 1,500 whales by the mid-1960s. Now scientists estimate there are more than 21,000 humpbacks in the North Pacific and as many as 85,000 worldwide. NOAA says most protections will remain in place even if humpbacks are delisted. Whales in U.S. waters will still be protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act, while outside the U.S., the International Whaling Commission maintains a ban on commercial whaling. NOAA's proposal would split the species into 14 populations and take 10 of those populations off the endangered species list entirely. That includes most of the whales that feed in Alaska waters. The public has 90 days to comment on the proposal, and NOAA has about a year to review public input and issue a final rule.